You're listening to Nutnia. Gut bacteria tracked inflammation better than age in 1,199 adults. In 1,199 Danish adults, gut microbiota composition explained more variation than age across most inflammatory and physiological measures. One low diversity pattern resembled an inflammation profile seen up to 37 years later and predicted more diagnoses, but the observational study cannot establish cause or support a consumer aging test. Gut microbiota patterns were more closely associated with inflammation than chronological age in a new study of 1,199 Danish adults. One low diversity community type showed an inflammation profile resembling that of people up to 37 years older and was linked to more diagnoses during follow-up. The finding is a strong population signal, not proof that gut bacteria cause disease or that changing a diet will reverse biological aging. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Researchers paired stool microbiome profiles with 30 blood cytokines and 19 physiological or biochemical measures in adults aged 20 to 72.
What stood out?
Microbiota composition explained more variation than age for 97% of measured cytokines and 84% of the other measures.
What is the catch?
The study is observational, comes from one Danish cohort, and cannot separate microbial effects from diet, medication, body weight, or other influences. Key number. People with the Bacteroides 2 community pattern displayed an inflammation-related profile resembling that of other groups up to 37 years later in adulthood. How the comparison worked. The Nature Communications study published September 8th analyzed participants from Dan Fundy, a population-based cohort in the Copenhagen region. The team grouped fecal samples into broad microbial community types, then compared those patterns with inflammatory cytokines, cholesterol, glucose regulation, body composition, and aerobic fitness. Age was associated with 40% of the cytokines and most physiological measures. Yet the multidimensional microbiota profile accounted for more statistical variation across nearly all cytokines. That comparison does not mean the microbiome literally measures age better than a birth date. It means microbial composition was a stronger correlate of the inflammatory state recorded in this dataset. The low diversity pattern carried the strongest signal. Participants assigned to the Bacteroides 2 entertype had fewer microbial genes and lower overall diversity, alongside more pro-inflammatory cytokines and less favorable metabolic measures from early adulthood. A high-diversity Rumino-Caucasia-associated pattern showed the opposite tendency. Across as much as 9 years of follow-up, the Bacteroides 2 group had a 21% higher rate of first recorded disease across multiple organ systems. Statistical mediation suggested inflammation accounted for part of that association. The peer review record specifically pushed the authors to soften causal language and discuss residual confounding. Why this could matter for prevention research. Chronological age cannot be changed, while microbial communities can shift with diet, medicines, illness, and environment. If future intervention trials show that a harmful community pattern contributes to inflammation, microbiome measurements might help identify risk earlier or guide treatment research. That possibility remains hypothetical. The present study did not test a probiotic, diet, transplant, or drug. The underlying Dan Fundy cohort was originally created to study functional disorders, and the microbiome analysis used a selected subset. Results from adults born in Denmark and living around Copenhagen may not transfer directly to populations with different diets, genetics, or health systems. Before treating this as an aging test, an entrotype is a statistical cluster, not a permanent diagnosis or a single harmful species. The 37-year figure compares fitted inflammatory profiles across groups. No participant suddenly aged by 37 years. Diet was measured only broadly, So unmeasured dietary differences could influence both microbes and inflammation. Hazard ratio 1.21 describes an association with later disease records, not an individual prediction and not proof of cause. What researchers need to test next? Longitudinal sampling could show whether microbiota changes precede changes in cytokines within the same person. Trials that deliberately alter the community while controlling diet and medication would then be needed to test causality. Until that evidence exists, the study is best understood as a detailed map of relationships between gut ecology, inflammation, and later health. Read the full article at newtnea.com.